Hi guys.
Hi.
And welcome to Nip Tuck
and Not Giving a Fuck.
Woo!
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 Oh my god, that was such a mum woo.
Okay, so my name's Ashley and this is
Lauren.
And welcome to our pilot episode. So today we are gonna mix it up. We're gonna talk about something, the main reason why we decided to be complete oversharers, and then we will get into some Q&As from you guys.
We're gonna talk about how we met as well.
Yeah.
A little bit further on. We've been friends for almost 10 years now. So this felt like something really natural for us to do. We're both really different people, but really the same as well.
Yeah, we're both single mums, not just single mums, but single full-time working mums.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of us around now, it seems. So I get asked a lot of advice from my followers, as does Lauren.
Yep, I get asked a lot as well. I've got the Instagram that I don't particularly use for business, unlike you. I did at one point do a little bit of blogging and people seem to become interested in my life. I got lots of people asking for advice, which I always answered. I don't particularly use it for business now, but people still seem pretty interested in what I'm doing. Yours, however, is more business.
Yeah, my page is mainly for business. So I work for a cosmetic surgeon. I am his PA and I run his clinic up in Manchester and Liverpool. I sometimes travel down to London with work and I also do treatments myself. I do the Morpheus 8 treatment and I also offer skin booster treatments. So I've been working in cosmetic surgery now for 10 years. Same as you, Laura.
Yeah, we met in cosmetic surgery. I used to work for a big cosmetic surgery company for 10 years and I'm trying my best to be a landlord as well.
It's not going too well.
No.
Okay, so shall we start with one of the main reasons why we started this podcast? A certain website. Now, we wouldn't usually be like oversharers, but
that's a lie.
Well, yeah.
Do we want to say the name of the website? Do you think we should do that? I think we should.
Yeah, it's like something that we've been debating because we're thinking, will it drive traffic to an already horrific website?
Dog shit website.
Absolutely crap. Yeah, go on.
I think we need to, because if we don't, we're hiding from it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think one of the main things here is not doing that and just outing it a little bit as well and just saying, this is the website, it's wank, we need to talk about it. As much as we don't want to give it traffic, we want to avoid clickbait, is it called? But at the end of the day, it is what it is, and it's something that's affected us quite a lot and that's kind of pushed us on to do this. So it's called Tattle Life and it's shit.
Shattle Life.
Twattle Life.
Anyway, it's a load of shit and that's why we're here. So hopefully something good is going to come off Shattle Life.
Shattle Life, that's better than Twattle Life, isn't it?
I love it. So Lauren, Shattle Life first started on you and it was about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, about a year ago I got a message from one of my followers saying that I was on this website. I didn't really know it, didn't know what it was, clicked on it and realised it was mainly for celebrities. So I don't know how the fuck I got on there. But at some point, somebody thought it would be interesting to start a feed about me. And it was called, Does Anybody Follow the Various Relationships of Lauren Elizabeth? You'd be there all day following all of them. So yeah, and it turns out lots of people do.
Yeah.
And they had a lot to say about it. So I had a little read through it at the time. It was like August last year. And I was absolutely shocked at the way people were talking about me, the way they were talking about Thea, the way they were talking about my relationships, the stuff that they knew. They knew stuff that I didn't even know. Some of it true and some of it completely false.
Do you think it's someone you know?
Somewhere in there is people I know.
I agree.
There has to be.
It's wild. I mean, there's stuff that like people knew like the day I've like told people stuff.
Some of it is from somebody and a lot of it is bullshit, so a lot of it is absolutely not true.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that irritates me. I can deal with the true stuff because it's true.
And you did
I
it
did, I did it I did the thing. I fucked up, but
again
a lot again but a lot of it isn't true. And that's what annoys me, because that's actually slander.
I agree completely. And like the stuff that isn't true, especially about me, I mean, I've only been on it for like, what, three
months?
Yeah,
so months? How did you... Tell who, for people that don't know, how did you... I think it's my fault.
Yeah, it was your fault.
Sorry, mate.
You did it to me. So we posted a picture at work together and then people were like, oh, there's that girl that's friends with Lauren. And then I got my own
there's
thread.
There's that bitch.
I got my own thread. And yeah, a few people made me aware of it and it's just continued.
How do people know, right? This is what I don't know. How do people know to make other people aware? Who found it? How do they know? Who found it in the first place to be like, Ashley, it's on there? How do you know it's on there?
I don't know. It's wild. And I just think, like, you've got to sign up for an account, haven't you,
to
comment
on stuff?
Yeah,
it's not just an easy thing to do, I don't think.
And it's like a community of trolls.
Community of bitches.
But the really, really sad thing is that I think it's all women.
Yeah. This is something that we've spoken about before in detail. And I think with Tattle Life, there's different layers to the problem and different things that frustrated us about it. Apart from the fact it's just mean and pathetic, there's also the fact that it's about women by women.
Yeah,
that's
there's no
horrible.
Men on there.
I don't think
comments.
So.
You know,
men
man...
don't care. They just have a pint and a
wank.
And wank a pint and punch each other in a packet of crisps.
Yeah, women are fucking mental.
Yeah, the nasty. I feel like men wouldn't do that. Yeah. And the upsetting thing is, it is women. It is. You can tell by some of the names and by the content and the way that they're judging us on being mothers. It is women.
I think that's like the main thing for me is like, we're in 2021 now, for God's sake. Can a woman not go to work, have what she
yes.
wants, have a child, be, you know, look a certain way that they want
yeah.
to, have aspirations and goals and stuff.
Have loads of relationship fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Can I not do that?
A man's allowed to do that. What's exactly. wrong with a man leaving their kid and going to work? Like, it's absolute bullshit. I get absolutely slated on there because I've chosen not to post my child on social
yeah.
media, and I know you've got a completely
Yeah, we'll
different...
talk about that. I feel like we've got so many things to discuss and
yeah.
that's something that is going to take us longer. We need to talk if this does well and we do another one about parenting, about parenting styles, the fact that we're different but
so
it's
different.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's something that we want to talk about, isn't it?
No, and
the
I would never judge you because you are completely different to me in your parenting. I would never judge you for it like you would never judge
no.
me.
And I would also never go on a website.
Exactly. I leave Saskia to go to work every day and she's in a safe, happy place and I just get completely slated for it. So you tell me, women, if you aren't able to leave your child to go to work, how are you ever, ever going to get anywhere in your life?
How are you going to be successful? How are you going to have money for said child?
Independence.
But then if you don't go to work, then you are slated because how do you get your money?
Yeah.
So somebody fucking tell me how you're meant to look after a kid, not go to work.
Have money.
Or not have money. Is it okay if you haven't got money? If you're skin, are you going to end up on there? I don't know. Is that all right? If you're skin, I don't fucking know, but it's disgusting.
So, Lauren, I think we should do this bullshit clear up and then we're totally going to move on from Chattel because it's so negative and that's not what our podcast is about. I just think that it was the main thing that we wanted to cover in this first
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, it was the thing that got us to do this
to
set the record straight.
So me and Lauren actually have blocked the website from our phones because it was just completely
toxic.
Negative. Yeah, we've told...
Addictive, you know.
We've told all of our friends and family not to tell us anything that's on it. Just don't feed into it. Ignore it. Anything that's on there, I do not want
no,
to know
I
about.
Last looked at it in January.
So let's
Sorry,
talk
no
about...
idea what it says now.
Let's talk about the things that were on there that you heard last that you wanted to, you know, talk about.
So when I was reading through some of the main points that really irritated me and just pissed me off so much.
So these are lies.
These are lies. lies. So one of the things somebody said, and do you know what annoys me? The lies that they say are with such conviction. Like when you read it, that this is what happened, as if they actually know that that happened. And you sat reading it thinking, no, he didn't. Some of it is true and I hold my hands up, but some of it is so false and they're so sure about it. One of the things was that, I'm not going to say any names, a previous mistake of mine.
Mean boy?
They're all my mistakes are boys. All of them, little men. Bought me a car. I think got a loan or something like that. There was a mix up, but to buy me a car, which isn't true. The other thing that really irritated me was that I'm a drug dealer. I deal drugs. Oh God, somebody could actually cut that little bit now of me saying, I deal drugs. I don't deal drugs. That really irritated me as well, because that's just absolutely ridiculous. And one of the other things was just my lifestyle. So when I went to Dubai on holiday, I don't know if you know this, Ashley, but I was actually prostituting there, apparently.
Oh,
that's what
yeah.
I went for.
Yeah.
I was on a boat, yes, but I wasn't prostituting there.
Okay. So let's start with this car you got bought, honey.
So this is absolute fabrication. So I know where it's come from. And many years ago, about 6 years ago, I was in a relationship, another mistake. And when I was with this particular person, he was setting up a business.
We can call him mistake A.
There's not enough letters in the alphabet.
Oh, right, okay.
But we could start with that. So mistake A was setting up a business, and me being young and foolish helped him with that by getting a loan for £20,000.
What the fuck? You definitely were on crack.
God, I know. If I wasn't selling it, I was on it. Yeah, so I got the loan for £20,000. We put it in a joint account and we were going to do said business together.
What was said business?
I can't say because it's too obvious.
I remember, and
I'm scared of him, so oh, right, I can't okay. say. So we set up this business, had this joint account with this £20,000 in. I took out £1,000 of it to put down on a car. Not the car I've got now, but a car. The other £19,000 remained in the joint account. Then he was to pay me back monthly. It was his loan that I got for him. And
were
he paid
you still
back-
together at this point?
Yes. And then he paid me back maybe 3 months. I had all the messages to prove all this. And then we split up. And I thought, shit, the joint account. So I toddled down to the local bank with my mum. And I went into the bank and I said, hi, I'd like to a joint account. And there was nothing in it because the cunt had took it all out. So he cleared the account.
So the loan was in your name.
Yeah.
Honey.
It's not the only mistake I made. I also wasted 30 grand on a wedding, but we'll talk about that another time. So I'm now 50 grand deep in shit mistakes. So this £20,000 had gone. So of course I texted him in a nice way saying, please could I have some money back for the 20 grand? And do you know what my reply was? What 20 grand? So I made a folder. So actually, no, I didn't get bought a car. I lost 20 grand, mate. So I am.
Oh, that stings even worse.
It stings. Yeah. So they think I got bought a car and I'm like, no. So I made a folder, as I do, and I printed it all out and I had a really good case and I could have taken it to, I don't know where, really.
I don't think anyone would have been interested.
Nobody would have been interested. But I might have got some of the money back. But the person that they were wasn't very nice, made me feel really frightened. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to take it on the chin. Well, I didn't take it on the chin. My grandma did. So my grandma had to pay 20 grand. So that person out there can sleep at night. I don't know how they sleep right now. My Vera paid 20 grand.
Is your
19.
Still alive?
No, she's dead. And the annoying thing about this is, which sounds awful, but that was my inheritance. So when she did die, God bless her, when I got my inheritance, it was 20 grand short. So anyway, yeah, that's not true. That's
well,
how
no,
it happened.
No. 19,000
pounds.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So the other one, you were brassing it out in Dubai then, hun?
Part of me wishes I was brassing it out in Dubai, because I would have come home with a nicer bank balance. I went to Dubai. I was actually in a really bad place when I went to Dubai. You wouldn't know this from the Insta stories. I actually cried most days. But I was in a really bad place. I went out because my friends were there and we spent 3 days. I mean, I really embarrassed myself. And if we do more podcasts, I would love to tell you of some of the really bad things I did, because it was mortifying, actually. And I went there and I should and really have gone. And I ended up on a yacht with a quite a famous are they called DJs when they're on the radio? And I ended up on a yacht. And yes, there were prostitutes on the yacht. And I was dancing. I can't dance for one, but I was kind of grinding in my gold bikini around this hot tub. And it was recorded. And I didn't know it was going to be recorded. And then it went on the person's Instagram. Like, people like Drake liked the video, mate. And 50 Cent, yeah.
So Drake and 50 Cent want you.
They won a piece of me, I believe. And there was all these gorgeous girls with these big breasts, and they were prostitutes, and I wasn't. I'm not a prostitute. I didn't do anything prostitute-y there. Even if I'd wanted to, I was that off my tits on vodka that I couldn't have done it anyway. And I just went on holiday, cried every day, came home and carried on crying, and that's about it.
Now, Lauren, there is one very serious allegation. It's
very serious.
That we need to get to the bottom of. Are you a drug dealer, Lauren Harris?
No, I'm not a drug dealer. I've never been a drug dealer. Can you imagine me driving around dropping like little bags off to people? I've never been a drug dealer. I am not a drug dealer. I can't say any more than that. There isn't even anything around that I could understand why someone would think that I'm a drug dealer.
Did you not know that selling drugs was the only way to have money, Lauren?
Well, exactly. So people assume that you can't just have a good job. And that's something else I want to talk about if we get a chance to do this again. The fact about our jobs and the fact that people assumed that we couldn't possibly have made money from anything else. I remember when I did read it, somebody, I don't know who, posted, actually, Lauren used to work at Maya. They used to get really good commission. And instead of these women just being like, ah, right, cool, fair enough, they were saying she couldn't possibly have earned that commission. Do you know my commission structure? Did you read my contract when I started working there? And they're saying she couldn't possibly have earned that much, can't have got money from that. We used to earn like $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
So stick that up your arse. Finished. Done. No, I'm not a drug dealer.
Okay, good.
Okay, so that's enough about me. I could go on all day, believe it or not. Ashley, do you ever see Saskia? Or are you busy getting your arsehole bleached every day? Tell me, do you ever see that child? Because according to Tattle, you're never with the kid.
No. Well, I mean, like I said, or I have said before, I chose about a year ago to stop sharing pictures and any other information about my child online.
Why?
I've got a close friends group of about 50 people. And pictures.
I'm in it.
You're in it. And pictures of the baby go on there. Now, before that, I had decided to change my account into a business page. So my account isn't a personal page.
Yeah.
It's a business page. Every move I make is consequent to me doing something in business or a way of making money.
Which is what I love about you.
Yeah, I don't just do shit on there because I'm showing off. No. Everything that I do is contrived, and that's my account. You know, look at the name, The Cosmetic Consult. So basically, the thing that really gets my back up is, number one, I'm a shit mum. I'm never with my kid. That's absolute bullshit. Saskia lives with me and she's with me 90% of the time. Yes, she is in nursery full time.
When you are working?
When I'm working. And yes, I do have a nanny that helps me out as well. But am I doing anything wrong in not seeing my child, you know, every hour of the day? Personally, I don't think so, because it means then, you know, that I can teach her about being a strong, independent Absolutely. Woman in the future. And she's a happy baby. I'm a happy mum. That's all I give a fuck about, really.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you are happy and you Exactly. are showing her how to graft
yeah.
and how to be a good businesswoman.
I mean, there are days when, you know, it really affects me, like the stuff that was on that website, because I literally was working, you know, my laptop would be open from like 5:30 in the morning while she was still asleep. I'd be giving a breakfast whilst doing emails, dropping yeah. her off at nursery, getting the train to London, having someone stay over, coming back and picking her up again, opening my laptop again.
Yeah.
It was a hard time when I read that.
And then you're being called a shit mum for that.
But then I'm also being asked how I have any money because, you know,
he doesn't work. How can you do both?
How can you do both? So, yes, my child is in childcare. Yes, I am at work. And do you know what?
Do you know what the benefits are?
Money!
Money, honey!
That I can spend on whatever the hell I want. And then the other side is,
oh, she's at these constant appointments all the time, every day.
It's your
day.
Fucking job.
It's my job, listen. And I like testing stuff out. Some of the appointments are paid for. Some of the appointments are not paid for. If I want to go to a fucking appointment, I'll go to a fucking appointment.
I agree.
And yeah.
And it's business again.
Exactly. I do go to, like, you know, 2 or 3 appointments a week. Some people like gambling. Some people like hookers. Some people like golf. Yeah. I like fucking appointments. That's it. And you know what? The appointments aren't making me look worse. They're making me look better. So really, tell me what is wrong with the appointment thing. There's nothing wrong with it.
Darling, have as many appointments as you want because you look wonderful.
Thank you. And then the money thing. Yeah, I do have income and I do have money that I can spend on things that I like.
Disposable income.
Exactly. You know.
But you work for it.
I work for it and I don't have certain bills that I have to pay.
Why not? I
wouldn't. Just being honest, I pay for my car. I pay for all of my clothes, shoes, handbags. I pay for my appointments when I go to them and pay for them. And really, I'm not doing anything else or, you know, taking any cash handouts off anyone else categorically. Not so that
are you
really,
a prostitute?
No,
I just thought I'd check.
Definitely not.
But
no.
Saskia benefits from this, yeah, as well. This exactly. is what people forget, the money side of things. I'm not saying money is everything, but you are setting her up for a good life. I'm not saying money is everything, but she can have a comfortable life. She can go on lovely holidays. She can go to beautiful places. She can see the world. Yeah. She can live in a beautiful home, and you are doing that for her.
Exactly. And again, like the whole, I've chosen not to show my child on social media, and then it's just assumed that I'm never with her when she's with me all the time.
I suggest you don't show your child all the time, because when you do that, you then get judged anyway.
Yeah.
For whatever
well,
you do.
Well, you're a better mum than me.
Yeah, I was a shit mum, apparently, but then you came on the scene and you were even worse, and now I'm a good mum and you're the shit
so,
one.
Yeah, that was the pro of me coming on.
Yeah, you Castle. Took so much limelight off yeah. me. So Ashley, finally, there is one more thing. Should I address you as Ashley Hunt or is there another surname? Are you married?
Yeah, I got married, when was it, like 2 weeks? Not
just
even.
After my birthday, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago I got married. That is a really long, boring story.
It's not boring.
Why is everyone interested in this?
I'll tell you why, because all of a sudden you got married. You were posting nothing about it. No one knew about the person and then you were married. So yeah, it is. That's why people want to know about it,
well,
actually.
Well, I will one day, again, if we're given another opportunity yeah. to do this, because it's a bit of a novel. Actually, I could really condense it into like a
don't
two...
do it now.
No, 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 I won't.
Let's both talk about both of our weddings. Hope yours lasts longer than mine, mate.
Oh, God, I hope so too. Well, I'm on 10 days, so...
Doing good so far. Doing not right. that long to go and you've beat me.
So, yeah, I got married and that's it, really. It's not very interesting, but if you all want to know about it, I'll tell you all about it.
And your ring's a joke. I tried to put it on my finger earlier. It wouldn't go past the knuckle, but it's really nice.
Thank you. I love it. Okay, so got that absolute boring, negative crap out of the way. We've identified Lauren is not a drug dealer.
And
I am not a shit mum prostitute. So now we're going to move on to some questions from our lovely Instagram followers. Let's dive in with a good one. How much do you think you've spent in total on cosmetic procedures? Shall I answer that one first?
Yeah, I need to add it up.
Okay, so like, do you reckon this is non-surge and surge?
I'm going to go with non-surge is quite hard. Let's like work, like ballpark.
So by
that,
non-surge, like, we mean like fillers, Botox, lasers, skincare, blah, blah, blah. Let's just go for the skin to knife cosmetic surgery. Okay, so my first procedure was my boob job when I was 22. We got a little cheeky discount on that because we were at Maya, but they still charged me loads. I think it was $4,000. I'm writing this all on a calculator now. So that was $4,000. Then I had a nose job, and I think that was about $5,000.
Which is so cheap for how much it is now.
That was like 10 years
ago.
Yeah, true. Then after the nose job, I had my blefs done, and they were $5,000.
Which we need to discuss because I think I'm going to do mine.
Yeah, do it. Just do it. Then I had lipo, which was shit. and that was 3,500, and I really didn't need it. I don't know why I did it. It was so painful and awful. Then after the lipo, I had a bit of a break. And
what
then,
were you doing in the break?
I don't know. Someone must have been, you know, like stopping me from doing it or something. Then I had my boobs redone. I had vaser liposuction. Have I had anything else? And that was 12,500.
Okay, what about teeth? Because my teeth, I've had them done twice.
I think I've only spent about $8,000 on teeth. So 38 grand. That's not that bad. I thought it was going to be way more than that.
No, that isn't. Do you know what? I think I am between the third, probably very similar. I've had 3 boob jobs though. So that really does add up. And I reckon that must come to about 24 grand.
Yeah.
My teeth.
No, because they're not just jobs. They're like lifts.
Yeah, they were
stuff.
Serious jobs. My last one that I had in July last year was like a correction from a previous not great one and having a child as well. So that was a pretty big operation. It was actually horrific. It took 8 hours nearly in surgery.
Oh,
it was like
my God.
Horrible. And I was in another country and it was just awful. But they're really good now, if anyone cares. really nice. So yeah, that must have, the 3 boob jobs must have come to 25 grand.
So like my
teeth. Yeah, my teeth, I've had them done twice, composites. That's not loads, but then trying to think, like, yeah, I reckon
cost 30, per wear, it's quite low.
It's actually not too bad. Cost per shag, because you're naked, aren't you?
Sorry. PPS. Price per shag. Should we add it up?
Well,
it
depends on the shags you've had, which obviously mine isn't a lot, so it's very expensive. I've only slept with 2 people.
Bullshit. Okay, so let's run on to the next question. Okay, next question is, this is quite a good one. How did you two meet? Was it friends at first sight or an angry face?
Right, can I start this?
Go on.
This is how we first met. I worked at Maya Cosmetic Surgery and Ashley joined, and I feel tight now because I'm slagging people off for this, but when Ashley came in, she was like this little doll and she was so full of confidence, which pissed me off. And we did some course, didn't we? Can you remember the course? And she kept butting in with the answers and I was like, you're a new girl. Do you remember
no.
this? So we did, like, I don't know if it was a fire course, and she was like, she kept going, yes. And I was looking at her and I was like to the girls, I don't like her. And she had these opaque tights on and I just didn't like her. And I was probably jealous, in all honesty, and I just didn't like her. And then I can't remember how I ended up loving her. I think you once gave me some advice on some clothes or something, and that was it then. And we have known each other, I think it's nearly 10 years now.
Yeah.
And we worked in Maya together. We've got some hilarious stories. Some of the, we went out on Valentine's Day wearing matching red dresses. Do you remember?
Oh my God, that
was awful,
okay.
Wasn't it?
No.
And we used to throw tangerine skin out of the window on Deansgate to see who it hit. That's childish, isn't
honestly
it?
The stories about the patients are
the
wild.
Stuff we used to do. Yeah. So we worked at Maya together. Our offices were across the corridor from each other, so we had many hangovers, many laughs, many years
cries.
Of that, many cries. And then we kind of drifted work-wise. You went on to do other cosmetic surgery, I stayed at Maya. And then we've kind of career-wise come back again as we're both working for Mr. Fratty. You dragged me back again. I feel like throughout our lives, we like drag each other back at some point. Like, come on, mate, this is a good one. Jump on with me. And we just
I've
keep
going.
I've
got a right little earner here for you.
Come on, Loza. And then she got me back in with Mr. Fratty, which is amazing because I've missed that. And we've just, and between it, of course, we've been friends as well. We've had babies. We had similar experiences. Mm. The babies were due almost to the day, a year apart.
Yeah.
I think literally to the day.
Yeah, and then, so I took a lot of advice from you.
Absolutely. And then unlucky for you and me, we ended up single parents, and I could give you a lot of advice about that as well. And that's really how we know each other. And also I will text Ashley for any advice on skincare and stuff like that, and I copy everything that she does, but still don't look like her. So don't bother trying that one.
So when I first met Lauren, I was so intimidated by everyone in the office.
So you wouldn't have shown that? You wouldn't
have
known.
I never ever do. I literally, my way of like being intimidated is being overly confident, and some people really don't like that.
Yeah, but me.
Yeah. So I went in and there was all these girls who had all worked together for years and they all knew like what the deal was and blah, blah, blah. And I was completely new and I went in and I just...
With your opaque tights.
With my opaque tights and my leopard print shoes.
Oh, no wonder I fucking hated you.
They were Mew Mew. Leave me alone. They were pony skin.
Oh,
So anyway, yeah, it was scary for me. But then I ended up winning everyone over and it was amazing. We had like the best
They were the best years of my life.
Yeah, we had the best times. And then one day after I quit there, but obviously me and Lauren kept in touch, I was so surprised to open my phone up to a text off Lauren saying me and Mistake C have split up and I don't want to talk about it. Oh, I don't want anyone gossiping about it. And I thought it was so grown up the way that you did that and you handled it before anyone talked about it. And you were like, listen, this is my life, there's a child involved, don't want anyone talking about it, don't ask me any questions about it, end of story. And I think I just texted you back like, let me know when you're ready to go out.
Yeah, I can remember. Let me know when you're ready to get pissed. Yeah. I can remember sending that text. I remember thinking, listen, people are going to talk about this and I need to get in there first. And I remember writing the text and I won't say exactly what I wrote, but I did say, this has happened. You will hear about it. Don't ask me any questions. I'm not ready. When I'm ready, I will talk to you about it. This is what it is. Done.
Yeah. And then... obviously the same thing happened to me.
And then I got she copied and pasted my text.
And then I did the same. I sent everyone a text.
Changed the name.
I said me and Mistake C again. Have parted ways and I don't want anyone to ask me about it. And then you text me back saying, when do you want to go out and get pissed?
And that was that.
That was that. Yeah, brilliant. Right, next question. This is a good one, Lauren. If you could give yourself... well, your younger self, one piece of advice, what would it be?
So if I could give myself any advice, it would be...
don't lend anyone 20 grand.
It would be, don't sweat it. Like, don't... it's all... do you know what? I'll tell you what it is. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
The amount of times that I have thought that my entire world was ending, especially when I split with Thea's dad, like I literally wanted to die and I thought my world was ending. I never thought I would
ever... had a breakdown.
It was horrific. I never thought I would ever be okay again and I'm absolutely fine.
How long do you think it took you to recover from that?
Longer than I let on or let myself believe. I jumped into another relationship far too quickly because I wanted a happy family and that made it worse. So I, honestly, maybe 2 years afterwards, but it was all right. And now, again, we can talk about this hopefully at another time. We get on absolutely fine. I have no feelings like that towards Thea's dad, but it was horrific. I wanted to die. I didn't want to wake up in the morning anymore. And it was fine. Everything in my life when I have thought this is the worst thing ever, it has always been absolutely fine.
So right.
So if I knew that from a young age, like, don't sweat it. Everything happens for a reason, which is so cliche, but I 100% believe that as well. I just wish I could give myself that faith to trust the universe. It is what it is. It will all be okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about you?
Okay, so I think my younger self, and this is to all younger women, literally don't bother with men till you're 30.
That's quite a good one, you know.
I honestly think...
I'd be 50 grand up.
Fucking hell. I mean...
I wouldn't have a kid, though.
Yeah. Well, apart from that, I mean, like, as in, don't invest too much of your time and energy and self into men before either of you are 30, because I just think you've got so much potential and growing to do. And men... you know, should be a luxury, not a distraction. You know,
that.
I think that, like, the way in which everything's turned out with me is a man is just complimenting my life. It wasn't
that
like
you'd
I was,
already made.
Yeah, I wasn't going out there looking and desperate for something, and it just came to me. And that is so much more of an amazing, fulfilling feeling than, you know, when I was younger, worrying about, oh my God, I'm clinging on to something, and am I enough for this person? And look, they're getting distracted by other women, and
which is what I've done.
Yeah, it was a competition. So I just honestly think, like, don't bother with men until you're 30 and they're 30.
That is such good advice, because when you are young and you start to rely on having a man there, you get used to that. And that's something I've done. I've always been in a relationship, and it's because I like to be in a relationship, but I feel like I started that cycle quite young, so I felt more normal in a relationship. And then you end up in a relationship that you probably shouldn't be in because you want to be in a relationship. So if I'd have taken your advice, then that wouldn't happen.
You never have.
I never have, and I never will.
Right, okay, so Lauren, here's a good one. What is the worst date you've ever been on?
Okay, ready to drop the mic. I have never been on a date.
Shut the fuck up.
I've had countless relationships. I've never been on an actual date.
What, so you've never, like, where they've said to you, I'm taking you for dinner, be ready?
Yeah, when we're together already.
So how does that even happen?
Don't ask me. I got married and had a kid and have still not been on a date. Like,
shut up.
Right, so this is what happens to me. I meet people normally on like a night out or something, or with a group of friends. We get to know each other. And then we all, I don't know. I don't know how it happens.
What, do they just like come round to your house?
Oh, stop, you're making me sound so seedy.
They're not even allowed in my house for like 3 months.
I don't know, but we just don't go on a date. And I'll tell you why, because I'm petrified. I am so scared
of
going on a date. It's awkward. It's embarrassing. It makes me sweat. It makes my face go red. I'm getting really uncomfortable talking about it.
Sure.
Like, who pays for it? What do you eat? Well, do you eat a salad? Obvious. I don't like salad. It's awful. It's making me really,
just,
like, I'm sweating.
Have takeaways with them?
Yeah, no, because I have this thing where at first I can't even do that. And then when I'm with them, when we're together, yes, I will go out for meals with them. Of course I will, but I would never have a blind date, and I would never meet a guy. Like, say we're texting, he's like, let me take you out.
Oh, would you never go on a dating app?
Never been on one in my life, because then you have to go on a fucking date. So I could do with like a chills app, a chills and texting app. I get intense, like texting, we call, but I cannot sit there opposite someone and be like, so I can't, it's uncomfortable. I don't know how
to eat. So what do you do for work?
Exactly.
Then?
I can't do it. And like I say, it's worked for me. Well, it hasn't, but it's worked for me because I managed to get married and have a child with no date.
Yeah, but you're divorced now.
Yeah. Anyway, you have been on dates, a million of them, so do tell.
So I absolutely love going on dates. Obviously I can't anymore. That's not a bad thing, by the way. Oops. Yeah, I love going on dates. I just loved getting ready with a glass of wine.
You're making me feel ill.
Looking amazing, then going out to the car, then
you're making me
getting
so uncomfortable.
In the car, then talking about what wine we're gonna order. Like
what?
Talking about
like Echo Falls.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Zinfandel. No, like literally I
you
love it.
You talk about the wine in the
just
car.
Really grown up. Yeah.
I don't like grown up. This is the thing. I don't know if it's a confidence thing. Don't know. So you talk about the wine in the car, then what happens?
Just like then we get there, then we'll like order some food.
Does he order for you?
I sometimes let boys order for me.
Well, I'd be fucked because I only like about 3 things on the menu.
Chicken nuggets and chips. Yeah. So bad dates that I've been on. One was quite bad. It's probably not even that horrific, but I thought that it was quite bad. So again, I'm there perusing the wine menu, you know, mm-hmm. what will match with what. I was in Australasia in Manchester. And the guy that I was with when the waiter came, this would be you, actually. You would be
Am I the
man.
Guy?
Yeah. Can I have a double vodka Red Bull?
Is that not... No?
That's
is
not...
Is that a no?
That's a no, no.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, yeah, I'm... No, this is
Thank
not...
God I'm not a man, I'd be fucked.
No, this is not one for me. And then, like...
What about, like, gin and lemonade? Is that...
No, or wow. like, ew, you'd be someone that would order wine with lemonade, and wouldn't you?
Yeah, I no. order a white wine and lemonade. That's what I order.
Completely unacceptable.
Shit.
Not okay.
Is this where I'm going wrong?
That's where you're going wrong.
Okay. So is that's the worst? I can't understand this because I don't think that's that bad.
No, there's probably been like way worse ones, but I'm like
that sticks in your mind,
and like I've deleted them from my memory.
Did you mention anything to him when he did it? Were you aghast? Was your face like wow?
I think I'm pretty sure that I just walked out, because in Australasia that's a really good date spot because you can leave via the other.
Yes, so they don't know you're going.
Yeah, so I always, I've done this hundreds of times, and then it's whenever my mates were in Spinning Fields. So I'd go there with the guy, and then I'd be like, pretend I was going to the toilet, but actually leave through
and
the sunset.
And you left him down in his Well, Red Bull, vodka Red Bull, maybe a Jaeger bomb to finish off.
Double.
I need some tips. I'm never going on a date anyway. I'm
no, done. No. Another one, this guy, dirty car. A man cannot have a dirty car.
I agree.
Car.
I think a dirty car is a dirty person.
Well, you've got a fucking dirty car.
I am dirty, that's why. No, it is today, but normally my car actually is not
but
dirty.
But like, if a lad takes pride in their car being clean, then...
That sets the standard.
It
I agree. I have a thing about your
dirty
car being
nails.
Tidy. Why would a boy have dirty nails?
Not okay.
What are they doing with them? What's under them? Scratching their arse. Oh. What's under them?
Oh, bad shoes.
Why are you pointing at my shoes when you just said that? I've got fucking Dior trainers on. Is that not acceptable? Like, are they not the latest style? I don't know. What do you want?
No, like when a lad's got like PU leather on.
Poo leather.
Poo leather. Like,
Okay. Oh,
do you know like a poo leather one? Like with cracks in or something, like no, eject, poo, out the sunset exit, poo, she's gone.
A poo leather. I'm crying. I'm actually crying.
No, like that's not
okay. Oh my god, is it okay for me to wear poo leather?
No. It's not okay for anyone to wear poo leather.
No, poo leather.
Unless you're vegan. right. But, oh my God, once I was with this guy and like we met in a pub. By the way, if there's no tables in the pub, leave. Fucking awkward. So they're like stood at the pub, like old stinky men are like barging into you and you're like,
I like
oh,
going
God.
To a pub because everyone thinks you're really fit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't they? Gah.
I like to go to little towns where everyone's ugly and then I look really fit.
It's like yours then. So anyway, I was in this pub like swaying around on my Louboutins and then the guy went forward to get me a glass of dry rosé, pale obviously, and I saw he had hair on the top of his back, like he was that hairy, his head hair went all the way down.
What? Can you imagine touching that?
Like, imagine.
What's your thoughts on chest hair then?
I love chest hair.
So, when I was younger, I was dead against chest hair.
I agree. I
was like,
it's
disgusting. And one of my friend's husband had it, and I was like, don't you go near old bastard. It's horrible. Fat bastard with all his hair. And I used to think it was disgusting. However, now I've got a bit older.
Daddy's
I like daddy's chest. I've got into this thing of daddy's chest.
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't got a daddy, so I've got an excuse for it. And I love it when they go, come get on daddy, and you get on daddy and you put your head, and I like for the chest hairs to go up my nose, like just snuggle up to it. But I feel like that's an age thing. It's like olives, yeah, coffee and hairy daddy chest. Comes with age and piles.
So thank you so much, whoever the hell listened.
Karen.
Karen, 123 XOXO. yeah, so thank you so much, you guys, for listening. Hopefully we will be 10 times more professional next time.
We're never going to be professional.
If there is a next time, we'll be able to answer lots more questions.
Yeah. We've got so much to cover. There's so many things we want to talk about. We want to talk about past relationships.
Yeah.
Give advice, because I feel like I can really help people with that. The breakup advice. No, not the relationships.
Oh, right,
the actual
okay.
breakup and how to get over it and move on to another mistake. And like the single mum things, lots of people want to know about managing finances, how we feel as single mums. I've got so much to say about that and how it feels to be a single mum of a young child and all that side of things. We've got so many funny stories. We've got all the cosmetic advice. There's so much that we've got to say, but I don't know if anybody wants to hear it except us.
Do you know what they do?
And my
come
mom.
On, positivity.
I feel like they do.
Yeah.
But if they do, they need to tell us.
Yeah. So thank you again for listening. If you guys could leave some feedback, you can follow us on Instagram. Lauren is at LaurenElizabeth_
XX. Why did you make me do that when you know I've got a lisp, you bitch? I do. Also, can I apologize as well for the lisp that you've all had to listen to? I bet in the car through the system that really stings, doesn't it?
And you can follow me on Instagram at The Cosmetic Consult. So yeah, it was just our first pilot episode,
just to see how it felt, and it felt, well, I quite enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it, and I hope that we will be back soon.
Bye
bye,
bitches.